2019 looks to be a big year in media. We expect Disney, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Netflix to duke it out for streaming supremacy. And plenty of new television shows are in the works as well. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So why don't we start off with the Battle of the Streamers. Here is one of Netflix offerings.
Yo, I'm Luke Cage. You can't burn me, you can't blast me, and you definitely can't break me. You want to test me? Step up. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. You know where to find me.
Well, not really, because you can't find new episodes of the show Luke Cage on Netflix anymore. The streaming giant has canceled many of its Marvel-branded shows, such as Luke Cage. Eric Deggans, Marvel is a huge name. Why would Netflix do this?
Yeah, that hurt my heart, that one right there. I had a soft spot in my heart for Luke Cage. There's a sense that Netflix is trying to get its subscribers to focus on original Netflix shows that they wholly own or wholly control. And the Marvel shows like Daredevil and Iron Fist and Luke Cage, they all kind of share with Marvel, which is owned by Disney. So what we're seeing is that we had a record number of original series on television in 2018. And a lot of that extra series came from streaming services. So we are going to see even more in 2019. And as these services start to battle each other, people are going to have to decide, do you want to have two or three or four streaming services that you subscribe to? It's going to result in a rush of content for viewers and also all these kinds of opportunities for to sample different kinds of streaming services.
So that means even more quantity. In your view, does that mean more quality?
Well, hopefully it does. I mean, I think the streaming services, as we've seen in the nominations for like Golden Globes and Emmys, that's where quality television lives now, is on the pay cable, premium cable, and streaming services. So I think we're going to see more content. You know, Disney's talking about doing a Star Wars series with Jon Favreau, the guy who directed a couple of the Iron Man movies. You know, Apple and Amazon have cut these big deals with talented creators in Hollywood. So yeah, we're going to see more high-end content, but we're going to see more content in general, and people are going to have to wade through it and decide where they want to place their money.
So here's a show that has become something of an institution for TV fans.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win. Or you die.
There's only one war that matters. And it is here.
So that's Modern Family. No, actually, Game of Thrones. But HBO is wrapping up the series this year, along with its comedy Veep. And I wonder, Eric, if this is a get-out-while-you're-still-on-top decision, or are they no longer on top?
Oh, well, no. I think there's always a sense that with these high-quality shows that they have a certain number of seasons before the gas starts to run out of the engine of the series. So Game of Thrones was kind of expected to come to the end of its life at this time. Now with Veep, you know, the star Julia Louis-Dreyfus worked through cancer, had cancer treatments last year. And I think there was also a sense that the show had also been around for a while, had gotten all the accolades it could possibly get, and wanted to go out on top. So those were, I think, separate decisions. But it also has forced HBO to come up with new replacements. You know, there's a sense that Westworld is a high concept sci-fi genre show that they spent a lot of money on that might be its new Game of Thrones. I don't think it's quite there yet, but obviously I think they developed that show with the idea that it could be its next big hit and next big creative darling. And so that's HBO's challenge, is to do a good job, you know, ending these shows and managing these big events and making people want to pay attention to HBO so that when they bring you the new stuff, you'll also pay attention and perhaps grow to love that stuff as much as you love the stuff that's leaving.
And a huge amount of new productions coming up. I know that you're interested in Fox TV Network. Disney bought big pieces of Fox's media empire, so I wonder how that's going to affect the network and the parts of it that are left.
Yeah, exactly. This was a complicated purchase, but basically Disney bought the film and TV studios that Fox used to make a lot of its programming. They also bought FX Networks, which includes a bunch of cable channels. So New Fox is the company that remains, and that's the broadcast network, that's the news channels. The question is, what is this new Fox broadcast network going to be? It has a history of being an edgy, diverse network that did the kind of programming that the mainline networks wouldn't do. They were the home of In Living Color and The Simpsons and X-Files and 24. But now there's a sense that it might be a much more traditional network because the programming that's working now, they got the show Last Man Standing featuring Tim Allen, who plays a conservative character. And that show has done very well for them on Fridays. And, you know, more traditional comedy seem to be working for them. And perhaps they'll do more unscripted shows because they're cheaper and, again, more traditional. Right now, you know, they're figuring out what scripts they're going to make into pilots. And then they're going to look at those pilots and figure out what of those shows they're going to make into series for the fall. So this is a crucial time for the networks. And in May, we're going to find out really what the shape of New Fox is going to look like.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, nice to talk to you.
Always a pleasure.